Imagine dedicating your life to becoming a samurai archer, only to find yourself chopping wood and carrying water day after day. This is precisely what happens to John, the protagonist in Chop Wood, Carry Water. His journey reveals a profound truth. Mastery isn't found in glamorous moments, but in embracing mundane work that builds extraordinary foundations. This wisdom has quietly transformed championship teams across professional sports and resonates with anyone pursuing excellence in any field. The book's power lies in its ability to translate ancient Eastern philosophy into practical guidance for modern life, showing that the path to greatness isn't paved with shortcuts or raw talent. It's built through consistent, purposeful practice that transforms who we are at our core. Each of us are building our own house, John Sensei Akira explains through a story of a builder who carelessly constructs his final project, his own retirement home. Every action, habit, and decision we make becomes a brick in the foundation of who we're becoming. When we cut corners, we're not cheating others, but compromising our own foundation. That extra effort when no one's watching, the ethical choice when no one would know, the kind word without expectation, these are the construction materials of our future. This perspective transforms mundane tasks into growth opportunities. Washing dishes builds patience. Difficult conversations develop courage. Daily practice isn't mere repetition. It's laying another brick in your foundation. It shifts our focus from outcomes to process, measuring success by how our actions shape who we're becoming rather than external achievements. A promotion gained through manipulation or a victory through cheating builds a house with a compromised foundation that eventually collapses. Be faithful in the small things, for it is in them that your strength lies, Akira tells John when he fixates on an upcoming tournament. He shares how Ingvar Kamprad sold matchsticks door-to-door before founding IKEA, now worth billions. This principle contradicts our culture's obsession with overnight success. We celebrate championships while overlooking thousands of practice hours and admire bestsellers without acknowledging years of rejection. What appears mundane is actually fundamental. The repetitive motion of chopping wood builds muscle memory for archery. Carrying water without spilling develops concentration for perfect aim. Responding to criticism builds emotional resilience. Managing small budgets develops financial wisdom for larger ones. True masters understand this intuitively. They don't see practice as something to endure until they arrive. They recognize it as the essence of mastery. Virtuoso musicians still practice scales. Elite athletes still drill fundamentals, and master chefs still perfect basic techniques. This willingness to embrace small things creates an advantage. While others seek shortcuts or wait for real opportunities, those who invest in fundamentals build capabilities that can't be rushed. When opportunities arrive, they possess depths of skill and character that set them apart. When John asks about becoming a samurai archer, Akira responds, "In the West, you want everything instantly, but here you must learn to fall in love with the process." A year later, John inquires about his timeline. Akira still answers, 10 years, explaining that focusing too much on the goal leaves only one eye for the journey. Like ice climbers who must focus on each step rather than the summit, mastery requires embracing the process over the destination. This addresses a common trap, sacrificing present engagement for future achievement. We often become so fixated on our destination that we miss the present. The musician rushing through practice while dreaming of Carnegie Hall, the entrepreneur missing crucial feedback while chasing billions, the parent overlooking precious moments pursuing their children's success. When fully immersed in the present, in a state of flow, even repetitive tasks become revelatory. Chopping wood becomes meditation. Carrying water becomes presence. Goals shouldn't be abandoned, but understood properly. They provide direction without dominating attention. The target gives the arrow somewhere to go. It shouldn't be stared at while shooting. When John falls while carrying water, Akira shares wisdom. You keep seeing everything as a test. The secret is to understand that nothing is a test, but only an opportunity to learn and grow. Viewing situations as tests creates binary pass-fail thinking, generating unnecessary pressure and focusing on judgment rather than development. It reinforces a fixed mindset where we try to prove abilities instead of developing them. Seeing everything as an opportunity for growth liberates us. A failed presentation becomes feedback for improvement. A relationship conflict teaches us about communication. A missed shot provides data about technique. This shift reframes mistakes from sources of shame into valuable teachers, signposts toward growth. Each error presents a learning opportunity. Organizations that embrace this principle create psychological safety where people feel free to take risks, share ideas, and admit mistakes. These cultures consistently outperform others by unlocking collective learning and innovation. After injuring his shoulder, John faces weeks of recovery and fears falling behind. Akira poses a pivotal question: who would you be if everything you do was taken away from you? John cannot answer. This reveals a common trap in achievement-oriented cultures, deriving identity from performance rather than core values. When we define ourselves primarily by roles, athlete, executive, parent, we build a fragile foundation vulnerable to external circumstances. When your identity gets wrapped up in what you do, it clouds every decision you make, Akira explains. He urges John to anchor his identity in something permanent, sharing that his own comes from being a child of God, loved unconditionally. This explains why many high achievers struggle during retirement, career changes, or physical limitations. Without their primary source of identity, they feel lost. External accomplishments can't satisfy our deeper need for identity. The solution lies in building identity on internal qualities: integrity, compassion, courage, and love. Someone defined by their commitment to truth maintains that essence regardless of position. When achievements no longer determine our worth, we can pursue them from a healthier foundation. After 4 years of training, John struggles with full-distance targets and considers quitting. Akira responds by illustrating how mastery progresses through plateaus and growth spurts, not continuous improvement. When John questions Akira's abilities, the sensei demonstrates in complete darkness, firing two arrows, the first hitting dead center, the second splitting the first. "I have been chopping wood and carrying water for 49 years," he explains. "I aim with everything. Everything impacts everything." This demonstration reveals three truths about mastery. First, it's a step journey of plateaus and breakthroughs, where apparent stagnation represents essential consolidation phases. Second, true mastery integrates multiple skills into a unified whole, transcending individual techniques. Finally, mastery demands total presence, aiming with everything through technical skill, mental state, and spiritual presence. The path to excellence isn't about shortcuts, but embracing the full journey, including its plateaus and doubts. Through consistent practice, we transform ourselves into someone capable of excellence.